The U.S. has a lot of natural gas right now, thanks largely to fracking. So a handful of companies are planning to build ports to ship liquefied natural gas around the world. One of the places they want to build is Texas, and that could make the state a key source of energy for developing economies. But as Houston Public Media's Travis Bubenik reports, there are big risks involved in these multi-billion dollar projects.
Near Freeport, on the Texas Gulf Coast, crews are building three massive complexes of steel and pipe that'll liquefy the gas. They're called trains because, well...
if you look down from the sky below, it looks like a train.
Robert Pate oversees the Freeport LNG facility. He says the gas will shoot through these pipes fast.
From the time the molecule crosses our meter station until it's liquid back in these lines, 10 minutes.
Most LNG from the U.S. currently goes to Mexico, but Pate's company is betting on increased demand from Asia, mostly from China. And that bet is a big change from the company's original strategy. Back in the early 2000s, the plan was to import gas, but when fracking unleashed huge amounts of new domestic gas, the market completely flipped.
I was surprised. I think the whole industry was caught off guard.
Sig Cornelius is Freeport LNG's president.
We did not import one cargo of LNG through our facilities like we thought we were.
Cornelius knows that markets could change again, but says his $14 billion project has safeguards in place.
We have 20-year tolling agreements where the companies have commitments to use our facilities, and if they do not use the facilities, they pay for that capacity regardless.
Still, there are upwards of $75 billion being pumped into plans for other export terminals up and down the Gulf Coast. And the fact that the global dynamics of all this changed so quickly before makes you wonder, could the industry get it wrong again?
There is a distinct risk that they may have.
Michelle Foss heads up the Center for Energy Economics at the University of Texas at Austin. The terminals already being built might be safe, thanks to those long-term contracts. But Foss says a next wave of planned LNG projects might not be so lucky. Natural gas prices are already low, and they could fall some more. On top of that, Foss has seen research showing some of the foreign customers buying Texas gas have shaky credit. Other factors are just hard to predict.
It's impossible to look at a lot of these countries and try to figure out, you know, what will their gas demand be and how much of that gas demand will be satisfied by imports, and where are those going to come from? Are they going to come from the U.S. or will they come from some other place? I mean, it is really difficult.
And then there's the whole China thing.
Trade war.
Trade war.
Trade war.
As China reacts to our proposed tariffs, will they do something to limit the import of LNG going forward?
Bob Harvey is the president of the Greater Houston Partnership. He and other Houston leaders just got back from a trade mission to China. He says the country is still hungry for Texas LNG for now, but he worries about the recent tit-for-tat over tariffs.
Just the very threat that we're going to have an ongoing trade dispute with China will make it very difficult to kind of consummate these deals.
And perhaps more pressing, Harvey says the White House's tariffs on imported steel would add cost to LNG terminals still in the works, possibly, he says, making them fail. Freeport LNG wants to expand even beyond what it's already building. The company's president says those tariffs, if fully applied, would raise the cost for that by hundreds of millions of dollars. For Here and Now, I'm Travis Bubenik in Houston.